booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Oh, yeah, that's right. WABC News Time, 5 o'clock. It's Noam Layden in for Deborah Valentine on this Wednesday morning. It is January the 18th. Your forecast now from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds today, high 51. Tonight and overnight, the clouds hang around, low 39. And then Thursday, tomorrow, rain, high 44. If you are walking out the door right now, it's 43 and cloudy. I had one of those stupid moments as I was getting ready for work at 2:30 this morning, wearing a hoodie. And I've seen my wife do this before with my kids, where the string of the hoodie comes out of one side and then, you know, it's hanging like 6 feet down. And the kids always run to her with to fix the hoodie, and she does. And I've never watched her. So now I am sitting there getting dressed at 2:30 this morning with a 6 foot long hoodie string one side and out of the hole the other side. And I'm like, do I wake her up to fix this? And what will she do if I do wake her up at 2:30 in the morning to fix my hoodie string? Well, I tried to figure it out on my own, and amazingly, I did it. I'm sure there was an easier way to do it. Boy, I was angry this morning as I was trying to figure it out, but I did, and now the hoodie string is even on both sides of my shoulder, so it looks good. All right. All right, Lou, let's get started.
The top five at five.
The city will start handing out abortion pills at some city-run clinics today. Mayor Adams wants to move the migrants that landed here up north. Parents on Shelter Island are shocked by a lesson taught to kids. A devastated dad from New Jersey opens up about the fire that killed his wife and one of his daughters. And the George Santos saga continues, and by George, you'll be surprised by his latest scandal. All right, let's get into it. New York City expanding access to abortion medication at city-run clinics beginning today. The pills will be available at the Morsania Sexual Health Clinic up in the Bronx first. Then other city-run centers are set to dole out these abortion pills over the coming months. Here's Mayor Adams.
No other city in the nation or in the world has a public health department that is providing medication abortion. We are the first.
Mayor Adams says the city will also launch sex ed task forces at public schools. They'll do a better job of tracking data on women's health now.
We're already providing medication abortion at 11 public hospitals citywide, and we are expanding the program to reach more New Yorkers.
And so he says it's all about making New York the most healthiest place for women and girls in the nation.
We're going to track rates of cancer, mental health conditions, and heart disease, as well as life expectancy.
Yeah, but of course, the headline there is those abortion pills will be available at city-run health clinics, especially this one up in Morsania, up in the Bronx, beginning today. WABC News Time 503. Let's stay with Mayor Adams for a moment. He says he's thinking about sending some of the migrants that were bused here from the U.S. southern border upstate to New York. This is not a terrible idea, by the way. We've gotten like 40,000 of them since April. He says those cities upstate, up north, need our help because they're losing population and then they have lots of jobs available.
We have many municipalities throughout the entire state that are suffering in population, that are dealing with in the need of employees.
Yeah, so here's the issue, though. Can these people legally get a job if they've crossed the border illegally and now made it their way here? He says the feds need to step in and let them get jobs so that we don't have to take care of them.
We must address the problem and have proper coordination, collaboration, and communication.
Mayor Adams says the city, at its breaking point, after taking in about 40,000 migrants since last spring, their arrival has just overwhelmed shelters and city services.
If we give the work opportunities, you're going to see a lot of municipalities who are suffering to have workers will allow and have a real partnership to allow people to come to their municipalities.
Yes, a lot of questions here. If we start handing out jobs, does that encourage more people to cross the border? We could get deep into it, but I only have an hour. WABC News Time 505. Parents on Shelter Island out on Long Island outraged following a lesson where students were asked personal questions and then encouraged to publicly answer them in front of their peers. So it started off you know, with if you have blue eyes, step forward. So then the kids would step forward. These were sixth graders. Then they'd say, do you have black pants on today? Step forward. But then they got into sexual identity. Do you know somebody who's gay? Are you gay? Step forward. And that's when some parents who found out about this lesson afterwards were pretty outraged. They spoke to News 12 yesterday.
I feel like the kids were put on the spot more than they were taught. It's mentally damaging. I mean, I think now I want to, you know, talk to my kids and make sure they understand everything that they were asked.
Yes, yeah, so students at Shelter Island School were told to line up and step forward if that statement was made. It was run by a guidance counselor at the school. And the school superintendent there says he didn't know about this ahead of time. And last night he apologized at a school board meeting.
This was very poorly executed, but the goal was to try to come up with some program that helps our students be happier.
Yeah, so some parents at the meeting accusing the school of pushing a political agenda on the students. They say going forward, they want the school only to focus on education. They also ask that this guidance counselor, who's a first-year guidance counselor, lose her job. The school wouldn't say what they were going to do or, if anything, to this guidance counselor who held this program without getting anybody's approval ahead of time. An emotional vigil last night in Hazlitt, New Jersey. We told you about this story yesterday. Just got awful. A fire ripping through a house in Hazlitt on Friday. Father and daughter get out. The mom gets out as well. They realize their second daughter's still inside. And the mom races back in to get her daughter, gets trapped with the daughter inside. They both pass away. So last night they had a vigil. You can imagine how upsetting it is to the whole town, to the people who knew the family. Will Montanaro, he's the husband. He describes what took place in the house on Friday, and it is awful.
My wife and I were sleeping, and our alarm went off. We heard the fire alarm. I went down the stairs, and when I turned my head to the left, I saw my electrical box blazed. Obviously, I'm a father. My job is to protect my children. And when I knew I couldn't go any further, I turned around and I told my wife, I got outside, I said, that's it. You got to wait. We got to wait for the professionals to get in because there's no way in hell we're getting in this house. She just looked at me and didn't want to hear it and just bolted back in that house.
Yeah, and who can blame her? The family just, of course, ripped apart by this burst of heat and flames. It showed no mercy. Father here, Will, saying, questioning everything he did on that day and wondering if he could have done something different.
I keep running through my head what I could have done different, but I just pray to God that nobody ever gets to deal with what I dealt with in
Monmouth. Yeah, well, you can say that again. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office now trying to get to the bottom of this tragedy. They're not clear how this fire started, but they say it's not suspicious. WABC News Time 5:10, the scandal around New York Congressman George Santos just continues to grow. You have the Democrats, some Republicans asking him to step down. Yesterday it was Richie Torres, the Bronx Democratic congressman, joining the chorus of people saying that he should be investigated by the Federal Election Commission to see where he got his money, how he self-funded his campaign.
Mr. Santos either illegally coordinated with an independent expenditure or he illegally received a campaign contribution to a pass-through.
Yeah, and then you had some Long Island voters from the 3rd District, which covers Long Island and parts of Queens. They were down in D.C. yesterday calling on House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to figure out a way to boot Santos from the halls of Congress.
Speaker McCarthy is insulting the 700,000-plus residents of this district by not pushing him out.
Yeah, so there's all these new accusations today, and you wonder, should the Republicans hold on to this guy or should they boot him out? I mean, go through the process of booting him out. Of course, they might lose that seat if they do, right? That district there, 3rd District, could easily go to a Democrat. But these accusations mount by the day. The latest is against the 34-year-old lawmaker was that he had business ties to the cousin of a sanctioned Russian oligarch. And then there's this new one this morning, this Navy veteran in New Jersey. Had this dog. This is a complicated story. Going to make it very simple, though. He had this dog, and the dog was dying, and he reached out to someone, pointed him in the direction of George Santos, who was going by this other name, Anthony DeVolder. And Anthony DeVolder promised him he'd help him raise money to get an operation for his sick dog. And he went and opened up this GoFundMe account, and he raised $3,000 for this U.S. Navy veteran's dog, and then disappeared with the money. And so this dog passed away. And he says it was George Santos who stole the money. So go figure. And then on top of all that, it doesn't end there. There's part of me that gets sick of talking about this, but then you say, like, how much more can be wrong with this guy? The latest, though, from the Republicans, this is the House GOP Steering Committee, is recommending Santos receive two committee assignments. Despite those calls for resignation, the House recommending Santos sit on the House Small Business Committee and the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee. Okay. This isn't over, and there's going to be more coming out of it, and we'll have it, of course, and we'll follow every moment of it. WABC News Time 512, just more tragedy in Ukraine today. The chief of Ukraine's National Police says a helicopter crash in Kyiv, in a suburb there today, has killed 18 people, including Ukraine's interior minister and three children. There's no immediate word on whether the crash was an accident or due to the almost, what now, 11-month war with Russia. Nine of those killed were reportedly aboard the emergency services helicopter. We don't know, again, identities, names, that kind of thing. We don't know if it was shot down. I imagine those details will come in as the morning wears on. WABC News Time 5:13, the death toll from that Russian missile airstrike over the weekend on that apartment complex in the Ukraine is rising. 44 people now, the world condemning it.
At the Munich Security Conference, which will take place from 15th to 17th of February, almost 1 year after this breach of civilization of Putin, we will have accountability on the agenda.
Yeah, that's the chairman of the upcoming Munich Security Conference. He says allies must push for accountability, especially after the Russians went after just an apartment building with civilians inside.
It is not permitted to hit civilian targets. This is ruthless what Putin is doing.
Yeah, well, we know Putin's ruthless.
You just saw the image of Putin responsible for killing a one-year-old. This is terrorism.
It is. WABC News Time 514. Let's bring it back home. Transportation Security Administration tracking an uptick in gun seizures at tri-state area airports.
LaGuardia is seeing the biggest jump in handgun seizures, with 11 found at security checkpoints. Westchester Airport went from 0 to 4 handguns, while Stewart Airport in Orange County went from 1 to 3 guns. Newark Liberty recording an increase from 12 to 14 guns. JFK was the only location to see a drop in seizures from 9 firearms in 2021 to 7 last year. About 88% of weapons recovered at airport checkpoints nationally were loaded. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
WABC News Time 5:15. Let's head over to the 77 WABC Sports Desk, and we say good morning to Justin Ellick.
Well, thank you, Gnome. Not much to get to here in the way of sports. Just one contest.
Wait.
Left.
What?
What's that?
You start off by saying not much to get to. Should we just skip sports altogether?
No, not at all.
But
not,
you said that.
Not
you
even one
off,
bit. No.
Don't you want to keep your job?
What? No. I mean, this is the shade you're throwing at me right now is ridiculous, especially at 5:15 in the morning.
Can you imagine if I started my news day? There's not much to get to.
Yeah.
So
I just got to prepare the people. It's a full disclosure.
Okay, go ahead.
We have to be honest with the listeners here. And if you are a sports fan, you do know that it was just the Nets in action last night on the hardwood, and they were down south in San Antonio taking on the Spurs. They dropped their third straight by a score of 106-98. They've yet to win a ball game without superstar Kevin Durant, who suffered a sprained MCL in his right knee prior to the three-game slide on the part of the Nets. And it certainly helps that his sidekick Kyrie Irving was a late scratch last night due to a sore right calf. Here was head coach Jacques Vaughn following the game on his shorthanded squad.
Yeah, you just look at that first and third quarter scoring. Just not able to put points on the board. Had some good shots along the way. Didn't make them. And so part of basketball, but I think the things that we can take care of are the turnovers and the rebounding. And that's just a matter of keeping things simple for turnovers-wise and hitting somebody and keeping them off the boards.
The Brooklyn role players did what they could without their stars, with the one bright spot being a triple-double from Ben Simmons, but they ultimately could not play a lowly Spurs team. But get ready for a matchup in Phoenix up next against the Suns tomorrow night. And looking ahead to local action tonight, Washington Wizards will be at the Garden against the Knicks for a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. And on the ice, the Boston Bruins will pay the Islanders a visit at 7:30 as well. Here with your early news sports update,
I'm Justin Ellick on 77 WABC.
So much more to get to, but first let's take a look at stocks in the world of Wall Street. Here's Lou Dobbs.
This is the 77 WABC Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Economists looking for a market rebound. Goldman Sachs earnings sent the Dow Jones Industrials plunging yesterday, ending a five-day winning streak for the index. Earnings season continues. Charles Schwab forecast to report higher profits thanks to higher interest rates. United Airlines stock higher, the airline topping quarterly estimates. Travel demand still high despite higher fares. Economists forecasting jobless claims to be up 15,000 last week to 220,000. The labor market remains tight despite the Fed's rate hikes, feeding fears the economy might be headed toward a recession. And December housing starts forecast to be slightly lower. Mortgage interest rates moved higher to end last month, likely affecting housing. Please join me several times each weekday right here on 77 WABC. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Keep listening for more to 77 WABC for the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
WABC News Time 520. It is 43 and cloudy if you're just walking out the door. Noam Layden in for Deborah Valentine on this Wednesday morning. The White House urging Congress to swiftly raise the debt limit.
Congress must deal with the debt limit and must do so without conditions.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre there says Republicans poised to use the debt ceiling to force budget cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, she says, are threatening the global economy.
Brinksmanship that threatens the global economy.
Yeah, the U.S. expected to hit the borrowing limit tomorrow, and after that, the Treasury Department will use these extraordinary measures to keep paying bills and avoid a default. WABC News Time 521. Republicans pouncing on the discovery of more classified documents at the home of President Biden, saying there's a double standard here.
This actually happened before the election. So this was something that voters would like to know, especially because Donald Trump's home was just raided by the FBI.
Well, he makes an excellent point. That's Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw. He wants the visitor logs from Biden's Delaware house. The White House says they do not exist. Congressman Crenshaw says it's unfair that this scandal is being viewed differently than the discovery of the documents at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
The Democrats and Joe Biden set the rules on how we're supposed to react to something like this. And according to those rules, we all have to freak out.
Yeah, so Crenshaw says the White House trying to cover this up because they knew it looked bad. Meanwhile, the White House more tight-lipped than it has been on this document scandal. Initially, they were saying a whole lot, but not so much yesterday.
I'm just going to continue to be prudent here. I'm going to let that process continue under the special counsel.
Yeah, that's again Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre refusing to give any more details about what's being found or what's in those documents that have been found.
When it comes to the Department of Justice, when it comes to legal matters, when it comes to legal issues, we have been very clear that we are not going to comment. We are not going to politically interfere.
WABC News Time 522. Three women shot while attending an outdoor gathering. This was in Far Rockaway, Queens, about 9 o'clock last night. One woman shot in the leg while two other victims shot in the foot. All three, thankfully, are going to be okay, taken to the hospital. Not really clear what began and what started this whole thing, what ignited the gunfire. So far, no arrests have been made. The mansion, featured in the reality TV show Growing Up God, you remember that show, is being foreclosed on now by a bank.
Page Six reports the home in Old Westbury, once owned by infamous mob boss John Gotti and then his daughter Victoria, was auctioned off last October and sold to J.P. Morgan Chase National Bank. The home has been abandoned since 2016. 6 years ago, the home was raided by the FBI as part of a tax fraud investigation involving Victoria Gotti's three sons. For 77 WABC Early News, I'm Alex Barnard.
WABC News Time 523. A group of New York City politicians demanding Madison Square Garden Entertainment stop using this facial recognition technology. The Dolans are doing this. The owners of Madison Square Garden, the Knicks, of Radio City. New Yorkers reacting to this, that they're using this technology.
I think it's meant to keep us safe, not to protect him from having people who are in litigation against him.
He sells you a ticket, you get in. Not I get the revenue from selling you the ticket, then you can't come in.
Yeah, well, Here's the rub, that MSG has reportedly used this technology not to look for terrorists or creeps or people who would do people harm, but to ban lawyers and law firm employees involved in lawsuits against the company that runs Madison Square Garden and Radio City Music Hall.
I don't think you should use facial recognition technology for a personal issue like that.
Yeah.
And at least he's being transparent about it.
Well, not so transparent about it, but politicians representing Manhattan sent a letter to MSG calling the technology discriminatory, and they seem to suggest the company is risking their tax breaks and permits if they continue to do so. WABC News Time 524. Remember that mess last month with Southwest Airlines? Thousands of flights canceled. Thousands more were delayed. People's holidays totally messed up. Well, now Southwest Airlines claims they have found all the baggage that was lost and that they have refunded almost everybody for their flights.
According to the company, 90% of passengers on canceled flights have gotten their money back, and the remaining 10% should be refunded in the next few days. Southwest added that all bags with name tags on them have been returned as well. The Dallas-based airline said it will spend more than $1 billion on system upgrades to avoid another catastrophe.
You know, I wonder,
I'm Lisa Taylor.
Oh, sorry, Lisa. I wonder if you wanted to take part in a class action suit, if you took that money, if you could then do that, because this was more than just losing your money. People's vacations were messed up. They were on their way to weddings, celebrations. You had all these thousands of members of the military who have, you know, very prescribed amount of time that they can go somewhere for the holidays, and their vacations were ruined. I think you should get more than just your money back. You should get money for your time and things you lost out on. There's got to be some class action lawsuit going out there, but I wonder if you take that money if you can't take part. WABC News Time 525. Environmental and fishing groups said yesterday there's now no evidence that site preparation work for offshore wind farms in New Jersey and New York are responsible for a spate of whale deaths in New York and New Jersey. Many of New Jersey's leading environmental groups holding a press conference on the Atlantic City boardwalk yesterday directly in front of a local office of the offshore wind company to support the industry and decry what they term as a false narrative that the industry's testing of these activities are sending the whales on the sand, you know, that they're beaching themselves. There's just nothing to it.
Appears to have some evidence of human-induced mortality, like a vessel strike or something like that.
Yeah, so this latest necropsy they did on a whale in Brigantine, this was that whale beached itself maybe 10 days ago. They say it looked like it was hit by a ship and must have died and then floated to shore. So here's the question. We got to go back to the drawing board to figure out why seven whales have died on East Coast beaches in New York and New Jersey over the last few months. We still don't have the answer. The owner of a Texas brewery says he did not bend to a woke agenda when he canceled an upcoming event featuring Kyle Rittenhouse. Dave Forgan, who runs the Southern Star near Houston, says he made the move after hearing from fans of his brewery.
Calls from our customers saying that they wouldn't buy our brand anymore if we supported this.
Yeah, well, he says there was pressure from distributors as well.
If that's caving to the woke crowd, you know, I think that's listening to your customers, something that, you know, business owners should do.
Of course, Rittenhouse has been in the public eye after he was acquitted of fatally shooting two people in Wisconsin at a Black Lives Matter protest. Organizers have now found the new venue for their event where they will celebrate him. And a Glen Cove crossing guard's been released from the hospital after 3 months. This is a nice story. 58-year-old Carlos Vasquez, well, this part's not so nice. He was hit by a car last October while on duty outside Deasy Elementary School, suffered some serious head injuries, and was in the hospital till yesterday, was released. Gonna go back home and maybe go back on the job too.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm very much overwhelmed. It's amazing the kindness from everybody.
Yeah, doctors say there's still rehab and recovery, but Vasquez says he hopes to be back on the job soon. So much more to get to on this early Wednesday morning. We'll tell you about the latest on Tom Brady as we go to the streets to ask you whether you think Tom Brady should call it quits or stay playing football. And the Golden State Warriors were at the White House. That and more coming up on Early News.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.